Patsy with a Z. Welcome to Joy on Paper, a program for writers and those who dream of writing. I love Kensington books. So thrilled when I get them. The covers are always so distinctive and so memorable. When I got the Jane Wonderly series, and the book covers are fantastic. And I'm so happy to welcome to Joy on Paper, Erica Ruth Neuhauser. Thank you for joining me today, Erica.
Thank you so much for having me, Patsy.
This one is Intrigue in Istanbul, which is, I mean, the minute I got that, I thought, oh my gosh, I just, you know, I've been to Istanbul, I drove all through Turkey, I know the area, I love it, I loved my trip to Istanbul, part of my first honeymoon. So I love that. But of course, I loved the one, I had to say this, and I didn't have you at the time because I don't know why they didn't send it to me. They should know when anything about Cairo I love. So book one was set in Cairo.
Yes, sure was.
And that was Mina House. And that is a terrific book. And I just wanted to say, you know, that from the moment I read that book, I was hooked on you because you are so really fantastic. Your writing is great. And you would have to tell us about your character. It's set in a perfect time for me, 1926. Your writing is so evocative and takes me to all these places that I love. Tell us about this series.
You.
And this is book four now. So the new one is in Istanbul is book four, right?
Yes. So this is book four. Like you said, the first one is set in Egypt. It's at the Mina House Hotel, which is a real hotel. It's right next to the pyramids. The second one was Murder at Wedgefield Manor, and that was on an English country house. And the third one is Danger on the Atlantic, and that was on a transatlantic cruise.
Ooh, I like that one too.
And so, yes, this one's Istanbul. This one's a little bit different. It's more of an adventure story. The others were more closed-circle mysteries.
And, of course, Kensington got right into the story. They have this wonderful way of capturing a story in a cover.
They do. I really like my covers. I think they've done a fantastic job.
They're like works
especially
of art.
Especially these last two. Yeah, these last two have been really beautiful, especially.
Tell us all about Jane. Jane is one of my favorite names because I just love Jane Eyre. So I love that. And then, of course, the period that you picked is such a perfect time for lots of intrigue. Everything is sort of in between the two big wars.
So Jane Wonderly is a widow of the First World War. She's not exactly sad about it. She has kind of a little bit of a dark backstory, but she, in the first book, she's traveling with her Aunt Millie, and that's why they go to Egypt. And then, after that, I have her going from place to place, which is, you know, an excuse for me to get to travel.
Sure.
And
it's tax deductible.
Sure is. I picked the 20s. So my dad raised me on old black and white movies and, you know, Masterpiece Mystery and Agatha Christie. So I just knew that when I wrote my first book, like, I knew exactly what I wanted it to be like. I had this very strong mental picture of, you know, like a very elegant hotel in Egypt and the slow fans moving overhead and everyone, you know, elegantly dressed and then there's a body in the corner. And I picked that up somewhere along the way, all those old black and white movies that my dad had me watching. So there was no doubt that I wanted to set it then. But I also, like, I really like the 20s, not only because it is a really evocative time. I think when readers hear 1920s, they immediately picture, you know, flappers and cocktails and speakeasies. But it was also a really interesting time socially. So I can do a little bit more with Jane. She can push a little bit of the boundaries a little bit more just because of the time period.
And we get, as the reader, we also get to travel in style, and which is always fun.
Absolutely.
And of course, for each book, you're doing research into the history of the place you're going to. And like, I was happy that you used the Mina Hotel because everybody always used Shepherd's. But I think the Mina is so fascinating.
It is. It's such an interesting hotel. And the reason I picked it is because, I mean, now Giza and everything like has built right up to the pyramids. You can eat at a restaurant right across the street. But back then, the Mina House was the only thing out there, and you really had to get transportation to get out there. So it kind of gave me an Agatha Christie-esque way of having like all my suspects in one place. And it is such a cool hotel.
Well, it was really built for VIPs who were coming down to look at the pyramids, to explore all the British and the Germans, too. There were a lot of Germans coming down, French coming down, and everybody was all wild about finding new pyramids, and they needed some VIP accommodations, and they got it.
Yeah, they sure did.
Now, with the news story, we of course, now we get a little bit involved. Tell us about the premise here for the mystery about Sultan Suleiman.
So this in this book, Jane and her love interest, Redvers, they go to Boston. They're hoping to introduce Redvers to her father. But when they get there, they find that her father has taken out a huge loan against the house and disappeared to Istanbul. So, of course, they want the money back so they don't lose the house. So they take off to Istanbul. And when they get there, they realize that her dad has maybe found a little bit of trouble, but he is looking for the Sultan's heart. Now, that's a real artifact that I learned about watching the Discovery Channel. And I was like, oh, this is such an interesting story and something I could absolutely use. They still haven't found it to this day. Sultan Suleiman, back I think in the 1400s, died on the battlefield. And his viziers didn't want anyone to know that he had died until his son could get there. So to keep up morale for the soldiers, they kind of pretended that he wasn't dead. But they took out all his organs and they buried them there on the battlefield. And like later, his body was taken back to Istanbul, but his like heart and the other organs were never recovered. And even today, they're still digging for them. Last I heard, they were digging under a winery, thinking that they'd finally figured out where they might be buried.
Like Jimmy Hoffa.
Like Jimmy Hoffa.
Keep digging around.
Yep.
It's a lovely story. I think you have this ability. Obviously, you do research you try to get really into the storyline. And I'm sure while you're writing it, you're living it.
Yeah, I really am. It's one of the reasons I like to pick fun locations so that I get to spend, a year researching and then traveling to someplace that's really fun and interesting for me, since I have to spend a year with the location.
With Istanbul, tell us about your trip to Istanbul.
Oh, it was lovely. It was actually quite last minute. The way I write is I write the book and then I figure out what I need to learn about or what I need to see, so that when I go on a trip, I have a very detailed list of the things that I need to research in person. And so I knew I needed to go to Istanbul, and it was honestly right after Russia attacked the Ukraine.
Ooh.
I know, and it was like maybe 2 or 3 weeks after, and my ex-husband and I decided, I gotta go, and he was like, well, we should go now, so that before it gets any worse, whatever happens over there doesn't get any closer. So we did a last-minute trip. It was like a week later, and we just flew over for a long weekend. I wish I could see the rest of Turkey. It looks wonderful. I've heard really good things about like the countryside, but Istanbul is such a cool city. It's definitely a city that I needed to see. There was a lot of revising that I did when I got back. I didn't realize like the terrain of the city is really hilly. It's almost like San Francisco in some parts, just like huge hills up and down. And I think like a lot of the architecture, the big mosques and all that, is much closer together than I had envisioned.
It used to be Constantinople, it was much smaller.
Yeah. Man, that song was in my head the whole time I wrote this book.
it is beautiful. Those areas where you go into the old part and to the bazaar area. Oh, wow. It's fantastic.
It's so overwhelming, the bazaar. It's so enormous. I had no idea.
People don't expect it, and it is enormous. It's absolutely so much fun. I loved it. And, of course, to see the Blue Mosque and the cisterns and all that. It's pretty great.
It is. It's really remarkable.
It's a very doable trip for, a reasonable, as a matter of fact. I understand it's becoming sort of the new place people are going for plastic surgery to Istanbul.
So,
it's a hot place now since people are not going south of the border because they have excellent doctors there. So, so maybe more people will go there. But definitely if they read your book, they'll want to go there because they'll want to know more and see more. And you're right. Your next trip, you have to go outside. I went to, of course, the other places. I went to Ankara, where I was in the middle of a riot. That was fun. Luckily, there was an American Marine who saved my life, and that's why to this day I love American Marines. Those were tumultuous days in that time. But it's fun. I love the writing. I think your background from the point of view of the books that have influenced you? Of course, we naturally know Agatha Christie influences everybody.
Yeah.
Did you like Dorothy Sayers? Who else influenced your writing?
Honestly, a lot of contemporary writers that influenced my writing. I remember exactly where I was when I decided that I wanted to write this series. I was sitting on my back porch with my best friend, who's a librarian. She was reading something, and I was reading Murder at the Brightwell by Ashley Weaver. And I kept putting it down and saying, I want to write something like this someday. I loved her characters. They were really interesting. I loved how she set it up. But I knew I wanted to do it in the 20s in Egypt. Growing up, I read a lot of Elizabeth Peters, Body series.
Yes. That's one of my favorite series.
Same. I really loved those. I mean, I read a lot of historical fiction before I sat down to write myself. The classics, I really, Sayers, and I read all of Nero Wolfe, to be honest. They weren't necessarily an inspiration, but that's my favorite historical series.
I love Nero Wolfe. I'm watching it in Italian.
Really?
They have a series done the Nero Wolfe, where Nero Wolfe goes to Rome.
Really?
It is so wonderful. It is brilliant.
Oh.
And the Nero Wolfe, that is Nero Wolfe. The actor in that one, you can get it on streaming video, and you have to look. It's in Italian, but you forget it's in Italian because it's almost like you know the stories, and the actor is just so superb.
Oh my goodness, I'm so excited.
You will love it. I've been binging on that lately. It's just so much fun. And, you know, that's a good influence. So where are we taking the next trip to?
So Jane is going to Scotland next, the Isle of Iona. And that one is based on a real case that happened there in the 1920s. A young woman died under very mysterious circumstances on that island. So I kind of used that as some inspiration for this story. And then I'm contracted through book 6, and I'm not 100% sure where 6 is going to be yet. I'm leaning towards somewhere maybe like India.
Well, 1926 in India. Oh, you're going to...
I know.
I can't remember. Was it 1926 that Churchill was there?
Oh.
That's a perfect time to be in India. I love that period.
Right?
I love it.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
That's the fun thing about being a writer, right? You can go where you want to go and take it off your taxes because it's research.
Yep.
It's real research. And you have something to prove for it. A great book.
Yeah, I do.
And talk to people about you. They say, oh my goodness, she's such a great writer. And I like that when people recognize you now and they know that your writing is so good. Getting famous. You're going to get really famous here, which is nice. This book came out on my birthday. I was so happy.
Oh, happy birthday.
You've done a great job with this book. I'm sure they're very, very happy with you. And we're going to go on from India, but that would be a great place to go. Wonderful trips you're going to be making here. Okay. Do you have a website you want people to go to?
Sure. Just my name, ericaruthneubauer.com. You can find me.
And they can find all of your books there, all four of them. They can start with this one. And once they get into it, they're going to want to know what else is happening to Jane. Got a lot of interesting characters around her. And I always like when they have an aunt in there. And so...
good old Aunt Millie.
Yeah, it's always nice. It's like Carol J. Perry has her Aunt Ibby in her series for Kensington, the Witch City Mysteries. I get a kick out of it because I had a great aunt who was wonderful like that.
Yeah.
Let's just say she was an interesting character. My aunt was a little bit more like your aunt. little bit of a tippler, a little bit.
Aunt Millie's actually based on my grandma, who was a little bit of a tippler and a little bit of a... She liked to stir up trouble, my grandma.
Yeah. Isn't it wonderful how everybody in your life becomes fodder for your work?
They do.
And who did you dedicate this book to?
This book was dedicated to Zoe Quinton, who is my freelance editor that I work with. I've worked with her on all of my books. And also some dear friends, Katie and Trevor Meyer. Katie I went to high school with, and I'm still very good friends with her and her husband.
They deserve recognition, and especially your editor, because she's doing a good job with you.
Thank you. Yes, we work together really well.
I can see that. And it's a wonderful book. It really, everybody get this book.
Oh, thank you.
I know one thing, Mother's Day is coming up too. So get this book for yourself, and then you can get the whole series for your mother. Don't just give her one book. Give her four books.
Right.
Give her the whole series. The fun thing is you are traveling in style to interesting places because Erica is a great writer.
Thank you, Patsy. Very kind of you.
Okay, well, it's been a joy to talk to you. I'm looking forward to the Scotland one because I love Scotland.
Thank you.
Okay, bye-bye now.
Bye.
Oh, she's so cute. And the book is delightful. Absolutely delightful. Bye-bye now.